One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
The last time we talked about this, we ended in tears.
You are, I would say, more.
I'm an attention whore.
Well, this next one, it says, sometimes Lo gets cranky.
Who doesn't?
Sarah hates Derek, you can tell. Did we fool around in the past? Maybe. But we were virgins.
Okay, maybe I did.
I don't think my parents listen to the podcast, so
you're safe here.
You don't talk about your religion because you don't want the criticism.
It's kind of true.
Hi. Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston, your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo! Yeah! Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Hello.
We have some not so fun news to share, but like, don't get too nervous and too scared. But we are not going to be doing a podcast for the month of April. We are currently in the works of finding new podcast editors and social media managers for the podcast. So I don't even know how to like describe this.
Yeah. Our current editors, we love them so much, but they are moving on to bigger and better things. We're happy for them.
Yes.
But it kind of means we have to like rehire pretty much the entire team.
Yes.
For the podcast. So we're going to be staying in the same house together in Hawaii. So we have time to buckle down and find a good solid team to keep the podcast going. But just with the transition and everything, we just thought it would be best to take a month to like figure out where we're going with it and who we're going to hire and all of that.
But yes. So if you are an every week listener, I love you. Thank you so much for the support. And I'm sorry that we're going to have this hiatus, but we're figuring it out as fast as we can. We're going to try and get back on track in May. So send all the good vibes. If you know of a video editor, send us a freaking email or DM. We will be we'll be on the hunt. So that is a big update for sure. And then
the next time we're here, we're going to have big bellies.
Yeah, the next time.
If you're not following us, I guess, on the other social platforms, but we will have grown.
We will have grown a month.
In a month.
That's crazy.
It is wild.
We haven't taken, obviously, that big of a break ever.
I think we only took 2 weeks for Christmas.
Yes.
And that was crazy. It.
Yeah, that
and
was
maybe
it.
1 week when I was barfing, I think.
Yeah. So crazy. So anyway, we're sorry if that, you know, puts you a tushy in a bind.
A tushy in a bind.
What's the saying? Push your panties in a bunch.
Panties in a twist.
Panties in a bunch.
Is it bunch or twist?
Got your panties in a bunch.
I swear it's twist.
And I said first tushy in a pinch.
This is what happens every time is you say something so off that it just confuses me. And I know that I know the saying, but I can't think of it.
Anyway, sorry I got your bundle in a hundle. I don't know the saying, but you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Another update is we do have the windows open today in our office because we had painters here in our basement doing touch-ups, and the fumes are absolutely bonkers, and I've been airing out the house all day, and it's still crazy in here, so we're feeling
a little lightheaded. Yeah. I came in, and it just hit my nose, and I told Lo, I don't think this is good for you to be breathing all day.
No.
I might kidnap her and take her back to our house so that she's not breathing in the fumes while she's pregnant.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out. So sorry if you hear random like cars or noises from outside. We're really hoping
of wildlife.
There are deer out there and wildcats.
Why are deer the only silent animal?
They are very silent.
Besides fish. Are other animals silent? Do deer make noises?
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either. And we're surrounded by them.
We're surrounded. For this episode, we asked you guys your assumptions about us. Honestly, this is always the scariest thing in the world to read because
it is the most terrifying episode. It's
brutal sometimes.
Before we started filming, we both were putting on our thick skin for this.
Like, all right, wait, what's that TikTok trend right now that's like, you've got, like, I think I've got thick skin, and then the chick is like, your pores is F.
Oh, have you heard that? I haven't seen that.
And she's like, yeah, you're right. That's like this us. Could be like, us. No, we've got totally thick skin. I think we've got thick skin. And then everyone's like, no, you're porous.
We're your also just frick. Like fragile and pregnant. Yeah. So
we're a little hormonal. We're a little preggy.
Hopefully these don't get too crazy.
Yeah. We hope that you guys were a little bit nice.
There's always a few. You know. There's always a few. You gotta, that really test us. That really, but honestly, it's like it's an assumption. It is a part for of it, a reason. The job,
you know what I mean? People are gonna assume. People be assuming.
Every time you see us, you're assuming something.
Yeah. So excited to read some
are
of these.
Are you excited?
I'm a little nervous. I read the first three, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" So
she wouldn't let me read. I realized
we need to read these in the moment and react on camera because it'd be funnier.
She cheated.
So I glanced. I can't not. But what else was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So when this is coming out, I will be in Hawaii. And Sarah is zum and didn't book it until April, so she'll meet us a couple weeks later.
To get my shiz your bearings together. On. I do. I feel like my life is kind of bleh right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just got back from tennis.
Yeah, that was so fun. It's a family tradition. We go and we watch it's called a BNP Paribas. And I know Lois is gonna
laugh. It's
a
ZMT PT.
She said it wrong like 8 times since I got home. So, but it's just a professional tennis tournament. We've gone since I was 14 every year with my parents. And then I was able to bring Derek this year we went for almost 4 days, which was so fun. Cause he's only been one time since we've been married for 9 years. So
that's crazy.
He was so stoked and it was so fun. I actually got to like hang out with my parents, which no one tells you like when you're older and you have kids, it's just the time that you see your parents is always with the kids.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You actually don't get quality time with them.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it was so fun to actually hang out with them and be like, oh, I like hanging out with my parents. We just never hang out unless there's kids running around and the kids are usually the focus, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
It's so nice to get some one-on-one.
We got some one-on-one with the parents, and I feel like Derek bonded, and it was good. And
wish so. I was there I to know. Bond with them,
next
too.
Year. I know. Honestly, like, my parents are Lowe's parents. They claim her and
they're
Tanner.
They're my third set.
Yeah.
They're my third set.
They claim them. So that was really fun. But, yeah, I felt like I needed to get some stuff done and get the house in order before leaving. Yeah. And every day I feel like I'm not getting closer, but maybe we should have just gone.
Honestly, you should have. You should have just come. You said this is your ninth year of marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Wait, when is your anniversary? June or July?
June.
Yeah. And then this is our 10th year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be giving birth September. My anniversary is September 4th.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be literally, one second. That's definitely going to get in there.
That's the loudest truck that keeps coming by.
The fact. So we have to have the windows open right now. The fumes are crazy.
Yeah, my eyes are actually stinging.
Yeah, I'm feeling it in my nosties and up to my brain. Anyway, I'm going to be 40 weeks pregnant on my 10-year anniversary. And you know what I always envisioned on my 10-year anniversary?
Renewing
my vows. Booking a trip to Bora Bora, like having the kids be there. Actually having vows. Not even renewing, just having vows for each other. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, like... Okay, first of all, you all know that I'm so freaking grateful to be pregnant and so fun. It's so exciting mm-hmm. that I'm having a baby, and it was definitely planned. But it's just funny, the timing of everything. I'm going to be 40 weeks tenure. Pregnant. Like, will not be doing that.
You might just need to postpone till the 11th.
The 11th year.
And that's like just pretend it's your 10. Yeah, that's a little... interesting. Sorry.
Super funny.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
No, it's just funny
because I like
final stretch is hard.
Since like year one, I've always been like, that would be so fun. Like 10 years, and that's crazy that it's here. What the freak?
Just know, like, fast. Because also this is your last baby. Yeah. So just know that, like, once you give birth, like, your body is your body again forever. And you can just, like, for that next year, just,
you know. Whip it into shape. We're going to go hard.
Eat healthy.
Hit the gym.
I don't know if there's hope for me because I don't know. I think I might just... I don't know.
Just roll into the next pregnancy.
Roll into the next one. No, I don't know. I truly don't
know. Have the Irish twins.
Yeah, but to know that I'm not going to do this whole process again. What are you looking at?
There's just a chick with a doggy.
Oh, squirrel.
Usually don't have the blinds open. So exciting for me.
She just keeps seeing things in the outside world. It's crazy.
Okay. Anyway,
okay, let's just jump in.
We should jump into these assumptions. Okay, do you want to start?
I don't know.
Hit the first.
Okay, here I go. I don't like assumptions ever.
I know, I'm scared.
I don't like any of them. Why can't I just be like, I assume that you guys are such down-to-earth girls.
I assume that you'd be my best friend in the world.
Like, give us some of those. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, it says, Lo loves the attention and is very outgoing. Sarah, not so much. Love you both. it's true to like an extent.
Okay, yeah.
Like you are, I would say more.
I'm an
outgoing attention
whore.
No. I'm saying you're more outgoing.
That's what I'm saying. Is I am.
So, I am. I love attention.
No, I would. I'm not saying I look like. If you're outgoing, you kind of like the attention.
Yeah.
But it's not like I want the attention all the time because it makes me cry. You know what I mean?
If everyone looks at me
after my joke, then I get teary-eyed.
Yeah.
So I like a little bit, but not like all the eyes, you know? Just a little corner of the room.
This was a nice intended because it said love you both with hearts.
Yeah, that was super sweet.
Yeah, I feel
that wasn't even mean.
It's a good balance of like, yeah, I would say Lo is more outgoing in social settings.
But you're not outgoing.
No, I think we've talked about this before. Like I just get more burned out in social situations.
Yeah.
Like I have a lot of introvert qualities too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think, and I'm like fine to be like at a place for like 10 minutes and go home.
Yeah.
And
I kind of start to thrive.
She thrives and it like ignites her. And I'm like,
and I start meeting people and I'm like, this is fun. Yeah. If their energy is good, then I like it.
Well, it fully, and it depends on that too. I think. Yeah. But there's some truth to that. So.
A nice assumption.
Nice
there.
Assumption.
Love the attention. Yeah. Okay. Next one
that
says.
Given with love.
Given with love. You guys are constantly recording and don't always have a lot of time outside of the media. No.
No.
Not true. Actually.
Janice. Whoa.
I'm going to wait for this bropper.
What's a brop?
Brop.
Oh my gosh. She just made up another word.
Okay. No, I think that I actually find myself thinking, oh freak, I should have like taken a picture or recorded something from this. We went to an event yesterday and I straight up didn't take my phone out. I wasn't with the kids. Like I was at an event like where it's very beautiful, very like aesthetic, and it was really, really freaking fun. Didn't take one video. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm the bad influencer right now. Like, what the freak?
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like we have a really good like balance with that where we really kind of like when we're together hanging out, it's like we're hanging out. Mm-hmm. We're filming this podcast. But like
hypocrite.
For any time we're not like working, mm-hmm. we're hanging.
Yeah.
And we like forget to film.
That's
we forget
why we
to
like
take pictures.
That's why you don't see like random TikToks with us just like late at night. Cause it's like you can count on us probably.
We
hanging
are
out,
hanging
like,
out,
day.
But it's like we don't film it.
No.
We don't record it.
Which is refreshing. But even outside of that, I feel like we have a good like set work time where it's like, okay, you have to and a lot of days work isn't filming stuff. So mm-hmm. like A lot of it is just getting the like back end stuff done. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we have good set work hours. And then I kind of tap out. Like, I am not Same. Naturally wanting to film like things. Mm. Like, it's really, it's kind of a, like, I'm, it's, you have a, to remember, it's a pulling teeth. Yeah. Like, and I have to set it on like a list or a reminder, or like, it's not a natural
okay,
thing yeah. for me. So yeah. I feel like, yeah, like obviously we record more than the average human.
Yeah.
But I don't say it's like,
I think that constantly. There's a lot of like, I see a ton of like a ton of creators mm-hmm. who post four times a day, and mm-hmm. it's like their whole day. And I'm like, how the heck are you yeah. living your life?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's really freaking amazing mm-hmm. that you have the like capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I would yeah. ever be able to.
I could never do it. I respect it.
Yeah. It's like, I respect the hustle, because that is a freaking,
it's a lot of brain juice too. Like yeah. figuring out what to do. I also am not a fan of like when I'm done working, I do not like filming my kid. Like, I don't like having my phone out.
Yeah.
Or when I'm being the mom.
Yeah.
Like, I just rarely, I don't even sometimes know where my phone is. I'll yeah. just put it in a different room, and it's nice, because I don't want my kids to just see me like with
always
my
on phone. The phone.
But like, if they know it's like work hours and mommy's working, I'm in the office, like yeah. it looks better to them, because yes. they're like, oh, she's
they're
working,
not like neglecting versus... because of the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's anyway. So true. Okay,
this year a big goal of mine is to eat out less and just eat at home. And Factor has made that so easy for me, because they send ready to go chef made gourmet meals. All you have to do is put them in the microwave for 2 minutes and they're ready to go. They're dietitian approved. So I feel satiated, and I also feel great because they're putting in great ingredients. Like I said, they arrive fresh and fully prepared, ready to be put in the microwave, and they're delicious. The last one I had was a steak meal, and it was so stinking good. And it's just so amazing that I can have it ready to go in 2 minutes, and it makes me want to eat at home, because it's so fast and easy and it tastes delicious. They have 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, and it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. They have preferences like calorie smart, protein plus, or keto. I know this is going to help me reach my goal of eating out less and eating ingredients that just fuel me and make me feel a lot better. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/fairlyodd50off and use code fairlyodd50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code fairlyodd50off at factormeals.com/fairlyodd50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Next one, you're up.
Okay. This one's good. You're not both pregnant. One of you is faking and the other is pregnant with twins, and you'll just give one of the babies to the other odd sister.
That would be amazing. This would be, Sarah.
Give the baby away. Sarah,
please do this for me. Just have twins and then give me the other, and they'll have 4 kids that way.
Oh my gosh.
You'd be my surrogate.
You would have 4 kids if
I would have 4 kids if I didn't have to be pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. See, mine's the, well, I don't love pregnancy, but it's the after part that I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy. Not true. We each both.
No.
I actually, with my appetite and like, just how fast I started showing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and how sick I was.
I really thought I had twins too. I was convinced.
I was like, okay, am I going to go in there and see 2 babies? But
I've never been this big in my life, like showing this yeah. fast.
Everyone says that happens with the third. Like, the more you're the pregnant, the more your body just knows
yeah.
what to do.
We both are pregnant. Yes. That is a really funny assumption though. Okay. This one says you were both the popular girls in school, not the mean girls, but knew everyone and everyone knew you and got along with everyone. That was so nice.
That was a nice one.
What the freak? I was nervous.
Like, because most of the time you associate popular with the mean girl mm-hmm. or like.
Usually that's what you get. Yeah. You know? Like, if you get the popular, you get the mean.
Yeah. But why can't you be popular because you're nice? Because
you're friends with everyone.
Yeah. Why can't you just be fun?
Fun hang.
Hang. And
that's true.
I don't know. This was definitely not true in my sophomore year.
You weren't popular in your sophomore year?
I was not
year.
Allowed to hang out with boys. Oh. So I was going through high school and I had like my few girlfriends
They would ditch you and they would hang out
yeah,
with
because
boys.
They're all, yeah. Who doesn't want to hang out with boys?
Yeah.
So no, I was just playing tennis. And junior year, I started kissing some boys.
Getting out there.
Sue me.
Sue me.
I don't know if I'd consider myself. I don't know. Like, what is popular? I don't know.
I had a lot of friends, and I I love making friends.
She was dancing on tables. She was.
But I love that I had friends from every. I literally had friends in drama. I had my student council friends. I had my cheer friends. I had my soccer girl friends. I had my volleyball friends.
Okay, so like, she already just named 10 video, friend groups.
I had my video group friends, but we all kind of like mixed very well. Like the drill girls, you know, there was just a lot of us that I feel were like good that, with everyone.
I feel like that does happen. Like there were quite a few groups that was like, oh, I like... Yeah. Yeah, a few cheerleader friends, a few drill friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked that there was that kind of like, you didn't, like
it
sometimes.
It never felt like I didn't like the, someone.
Yes, and sometimes there were the groups that were just like, we only hang out with soccer people.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like our drill team
was a little bit like that.
And our soccer, I feel like it was soccer for us. Where there was like soccer boys, soccer girls only. But I had a best friend on the soccer team, so I still hung out with some of them. But it was like, I feel like our main friend group was a mixed bag of basketball players, football, like all the things, you know?
Honestly, just good vibe people.
It was fun.
Okay, well.
And I hope I wasn't mean.
Yeah. I can't think of like a bad experience that I like had, that I had.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but maybe someone had a bad experience with me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Thanks for that assumption for making us feel good.
Your relationships with your spouses and each other are perfect. Ooh. I don't think there is one relationship that's out perfect. There that is
no
perfect.
No way. No way.
I guess I can see how people always think that with online stuff. Cause like, I'm not going to post an argument that I have with Derek online.
Yeah.
For people to like rip dissect. Apart or whatever.
No, what you want to know would be the scariest thing ever.
What
is going on like a show like Love is Blind, because that is when people just see your worst qualities and like your fights and your whatever, and they're like, you have these problems, da 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 da.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're so lucky that we're not like, you know,
being
having to share
at all times
because it's like, yeah, you work through things together and you have your ways of doing it and you're always trying to be better.
Yeah.
But like, how sucky would it be to have to do that in front of millions of eyes who are just like judging every...
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, and I do like my personal life is still like personal to me and like my privacy with things like, I want to make fun content for people to see that's positive and uplifting or whatever, but I still have my personal life and like my relationships and with my family and with Derek and my kid. Like, it's a private thing for me and I'm not going to air that out online.
Yeah.
But of course, like every relationship, you are not going to get along perfectly with your spouse ever. But it's just like if you can come out of it, you know, it's like it's not like if you have disagreements is like
when and how can you
communicate and can you get through it?
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel lucky that like we've been able to do that to this
point. And I feel like therapy helped us so much with that because it gave us like the tools to recognize when we were in a cycle. Cause we have, it's like basically when you look at every fight, it's like usually you've had that before, the same exact fight and, or disagreement. I shouldn't call it a fight, but like a disagreement. And so, like now I feel like after having the tools to like work through those disagreements, we've come, like we've gotten so much better and so much faster about finding the resolution. Cause so many times you're like, at the end of the day, there's probably not like a perfect solution, but we can see each other's sides and we can move on from this and not have like hard feelings.
Yeah.
And that's like all you want. Because you want everyone to feel like, everyone wants to feel seen at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You just want to feel like the other person saw you. So
And it's true. You notice those things. And then if you can notice it before it gets too heated or too far.
Or too looped.
Yeah. I think 90% of things can be solved with like good communication.
Yeah.
And it's just learning how to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's why like they say therapy is good for every couple. Even if you're like doing good, you can always learn something about how to make your relationship better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And
yeah, no. No,
I say yes. Lo and I's relationship is perfect.
I think even if people are saying my relationship is perfect, they're lying.
Yeah,
like you can't have. I mean, you can say
you can be
they're
so
perfect
in love
for me,
and they're perfect,
and I love you, and you're perfect for me. Like we're perfect mm-hmm. together, but we will never be have
a perfect relationship.
No disagreement, no nothing bad. Like,
and it's like it's two brains that are different.
Yeah, you're different people
together, and you're gonna have different opinions and on little things that you
you're
just
perfect.
Have to,
we're perfect, and you're perfect together. No, sorry.
No, but Lo and I are perfect.
Yeah, we are perfect relationship, so that was right.
Oh, man.
Okay. Next one says...
It goes from we're perfect for each other.
You're perfect.
Perfect friends.
And then this one says you are jealous of each other. Literally, oh. No. We've
Did you
answered
see
this
any
so
of our
times.
Videos?
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, yeah.
They keep,
it's
trying,
like,
they keep trying to do this to us,
They keep trying to. But they'll never,
they'll never
freaking
it.
Prove it because it's just not true. It's so funny.
Prove it.
Prove
I'm
it.
Just kidding. No, but obviously these assumptions, a lot of them are just like, you probably don't believe this. Yeah. You just want us to
it's
answer
It's also
it.
Like, I feel like girls can't, like sometimes girls can't believe that there's girls that support girls because it is sometimes it's rough out there for girls. You know what I mean? Girls versus girls is can be hard. And until you find like a girl that is like supportive and not out to get you, it can be kind of like you don't believe
it's
that
true.
There's girls that support you. And so
I think that's a lot of times why our friend group gets targeted
yes.
so much, because they see this group of girls that is so tight knit and they think that can't be real. That's
yeah.
not true. They're not all happy for each other for this or mm-hmm. that or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that's why we are so close
yes.
because
we actually are
happy
cheering
for
each
other.
On.
We want them to do well. We want them to succeed yes. just as much as we'd want our sisters to succeed or a family member, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, so it makes us a target for
yeah.
people who are like, we hate those Hawaii girls or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They still call us
I
that
know.
Even though. Anyway, it's just kind of funny because
yeah.
it's not true. It's
I
just
know.
Funny.
It is funny.
Funny, funny. Okay, this is, you didn't actually wait until marriage. False.
False.
We did.
My gosh.
Have you not heard our wedding night episode?
Yeah, you can
so
go back
funny.
And listen to that one.
So funny. You would know that we actually did.
We were all virgies.
Yes.
Virginias.
Virginias. Oh man.
Oh goodness.
Did we fool around in the past? Maybe. But we were
wait,
virgins.
Wait,
okay, maybe I did.
I'm like, no.
Whoa, I'm not me.
Like I'm
had
proud
to
of
make
it.
Sure. Oh,
she really had to clear her name.
No, yeah, Lo was on a different.
No, I thought it was really bad though.
That's so. The thing is, she thought she was.
I thought it was your level.
Oh, man.
But turns out it was really good, good girl.
Really, really good, good girl. So she's not thrown into that, but a little fooling around here and there. But
hey,
I was a virgin.
Hey, we're all virgins on wedding night.
Oh, help. I don't think my parents listen to the podcast, so
you're safe here.
So we're good.
You're safe here.
Oh, man.
Okay, this says...
You only clean for videos.
You know what? I actually am grateful for the fact that I film videos because it does give me the extra push to be like, you know what? I do need to tackle my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? I do. Like, I literally make videos out of it because I'm like, this is going to force me to do it. So sometimes I am doing it because I'm like, this is going to be hold me accountable.
Whatever can get you to do it.
But I'm
good.
Like, what? I'm cleaning. I'm doing
You're
the thing.
Doing it. So let me make
like,
a video.
Let me make the video. Gosh.
I wish this was true for me.
Yeah, no, she's a cleaner.
So I had the hours
she's a stress
that I,
cleaner.
That I, the hours that I spent cleaning without filming, I've only just recently started filming cleaning videos.
Yeah.
Because Derek said, you do this, like you'll get in this phase and you're just going crazy and you're making the house look so good. Maybe you should film it and
yeah.
do a cleaning video because you are so good at cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so recently I have just started to film.
To dabble. I don't
and
film
then,
every time I clean. But
yeah,
like
I have one in my archive right now
yeah.
that is took me almost 4 hours to do, but it was just like the whole kitchen living room area.
Yeah.
And it was tedious. Like moving, it is tedious. I sometimes would much rather just clean because I want a clean house.
Yeah.
And that's 90% of the time. I just want the house to be clean. Yes. So I clean, but yeah. It's kind of the opposite for me. But now I am filming more because if I'm going to do
it. It's fun to watch. It's satisfying.
It's satisfying.
But yeah,
it's
like
a lot of work to film cleaning videos.
It is. And it's like a lot of time filming, but yeah. And editing.
It's a lot.
But, also if it gives you the extra push to clean, then why not?
Derek is so like that. If he's going to do a deep clean of everything, he pulls out his phone.
And I like seeing the before and after. It gives me so much satisfaction.
Yeah.
And it holds you accountable. You're like, you actually have to finish. So
true.
Hold on tight. This one says, I assume you will both decide to move back to Hawaii for a few months so you can give birth there like before.
Don't bring this up.
This is, we were, the last time we talked about this, we ended in tears. So yeah.
This is still, this is, who knows?
This is a sensitive subject. Oh. Yeah.
Cozy Earth products are designed to transform your 5 to 9, which is the time that matters most, into the coziest sanctuary. Luxury starts where you rest, and your bedroom should be more than a place that you just sleep in. It should be a retreat. And Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheets are so buttery soft. Tanner and I have been sleeping in Cozy Earth sheets and never looked back. They are the comfiest, softest sheets. A huge reason why we love them is their temperature regulating, so you can stay cool all night long and not feel like you're overheating. Cozy Earth makes luxury bath towels, and they're so soft and oversized and make getting out of the shower feel like a spa day. Anything that you buy from Cozy Earth, just know you're gonna be comfortable. You can try these sheets out risk-free because you have 100 nights to sleep in them and a 10-year warranty on all Cozy Earth bedding and bath products. You either love them or send them back, but trust me, you will not want to send them back. Luxury shouldn't be out of reach. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my exclusive code FAIRLYODD for 40% off best-selling sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth.
Do you want to take it away? Or
I don't know. I think it's just... I honestly would love to be in Hawaii. We're just in a position right now where we just bought this house and we can't really just like pick up and leave. And we're still just barely selling our other house. So the timing is kind of crazy. And it's also, we would be needing to move like July if we were going to do that. My due date's September 1st. So it's just a lot to think about. And where would we keep this house? Would we have all our stuff in the house? How do I get all the stuff I need for the birth and taking care of the baby out in Hawaii? I feel like we just got settled again in our new house. So it's hard to say, but I would love to give birth in Hawaii. It just is, we have a house here and, you know, it's hard.
It is hard.
I think Lo and Tanner are a little bit less tied down with stuff right now. So it's up in the air for them. I'm not saying never, but it just seems like a very daunting thing to pick up and move again.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where it's hard because we know that they're not. And so if we go, then we're not going to meet each other's babies for months.
Yeah, I know. Which is so sad.
And it'll be so freaking sad because we're literally giving birth in the same month. So,
and then Derek and I are in the spot where we want them to go if that's what they want to do, but we'd be really sad if they left. So it's never ending.
It's literally sad. So sad.
So
who knows? Who knows right now? We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Lo is more honest than Sarah.
What does that mean? More honest?
Did you think in my I'm dealings? A liar?
More honest, dang like it. More blunt? Or more honest, like.
You, like I lie or something.
Like you.
Am I a freaking liar?
But am I a liar?
No.
No, you're not a liar.
I actually, like, it eats me alive if I feel like I've even, Like, if I've told my kids a little white lie, it kind of gets to me.
I don't
keeps
think
me,
that.
Things keep me up at night.
You're definitely not a liar.
Yeah, neither are you. So, I'd say we're both pretty honest, but I wonder if they mean more blunt.
Yeah, maybe they're meaning like more blunt, but actually I'm very bad at being blunt.
I think it comes out more sometimes and I don't mean it to.
Yeah.
But
I would say you're better at confrontation.
Yeah. I was raised.
I was raised with the darkness. No, it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, I like literally am just like a little baby.
No. But yeah, I mean, I don't lie. Try not to lie.
Yeah.
So
no liars here. Yeah. That's for sure.
She's sure.
That your babies are going to have matching names or you're going to let each other pick the name.
That would have been insane. Crazy.
Wait, what's your girl name?
Is like my top right now, but I don't know.
What's your boy name?
I have a list and I don't know. I don't know. I really like, but Derek doesn't know if he likes it.
What was the other boy name that you
like? And I have like a lot on my list, but Derek has some, and I did give him the Trump on this. What? What?
I forgot to tell you this. I said, for the plot, I said, what if we named our child?
Shut up, Derek.
Wade.
Just please.
Just back at Derek.
Please.
Because Tanner made so much fun of him.
So much fun. That was actually the funniest freaking thing.
Oh, wait. You can leave in Suede.
Yes, because I think we said that.
Yeah. No, but how funny would that be? I was like, Tanner, what if you use Suede as a middle name? And he was cracking up. I was like, that would be so good for the plot.
But actually, like, I would die. I would think that's so funny. The way that like he was holding on to that middle name for dear life.
No, he was. It's dear cool. Life, and it's I'm, cool. It was just funny.
But I'm like, dude.
It was just a funny situation. It's
so funny.
So honestly, I was like, Tanner like reamed him for like fighting for that. When everything.
Every middle name has been a fight with our kids. It's like so what funny. To do the middle name. And so I did. Hand over more of my rights with this.
Yeah, you said if I can do this, then here you go.
But again, we'll probably choose it together.
Yeah. It's like you both have to like it.
Yeah, of course. This one is, Lo is more of an early bird and Sarah likes to sleep in.
True.
This is funny. When they do like the exact opposite, it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Because then I'm like, oh, people like actually don't know us very well. It's the opposite. Lil loves opposite. Her sleep, and I'm up. I can't sleep.
You wish you could.
I wish I could. Yeah. No, honestly, I'm actually truly jealous
I
of
haven't
that.
Slept in a really long time, though, because my body's not letting me while I'm pregnant.
Yeah. But you enjoy.
But nothing is better than sleeping in.
And my body just doesn't like to
I'd
sleep.
Rather stay up late sleeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a little... Yeah, switcheroo on the
Uno reverse. Mm-hmm. But I love to hear that you think I'm an early bird. That makes me so happy.
I know. I'm like, are you giving early bird and I'm giving lazy?
Well, not this next one. Not this next one. It says sometimes Lo gets cranky. Who doesn't get cranky?
She's not cranky right now.
I'm sorry. You ever met one person in your life that doesn't get cranky? Sure. If I'm not fed. If I'm not happy,
if her basic needs aren't met,
then maybe I'm a little cranky.
Honestly, I can say I get cranky when I get hungry. When it's I'm the hanger. Very hungry,
it's always
I get
the hanger.
Cranky.
It's like, oh, and then I eat, and then I'm like,
10 crackers, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that I get a normal amount of cranky. I don't think I'm a cranky person.
She's not a cranky person. Everyone gets cranky. Who doesn't, right?
Sometimes that was a good response. It's cranky.
That's really funny. It's just like, it's not like that offensive. It's just like kind of funny.
Just only me. Just Sarah, never. You would never see her sad or cranky.
Usually it's the opposite. That's why I'm laughing. Most of the time, literally every podcast we film, Sarah is so pissed. Sarah hates Derek. You can tell. I'm like, what? What am I? Do I have an
RBF? Resting bitch.
Yeah, do I have RBF? Because a lot of times, or in our YouTubes, they're like, she hates her life. She hates filming. I'm like, wait, what? Why am I giving this off?
That's really funny, actually.
So it was funny that it was you because I feel like normally it. I get this.
I deserved a little hit for you.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's see.
You're next. Oh, my next?
Oh, no. Another bad one for me.
Sarah.
This one's so mean.
Sarah. Oh.
No, not mean. Oh, never mind.
Oh, wait, this is so nice for you. What? Sarah is more spontaneous and brave. Lo is more reserved. Lo is more like the smart big sister of your relationship, giving her advice to Sarah. You both are amazing.
Okay, hi. That was really nice.
It was so nice. You were freaking out.
I just thought
she complimented you like four times.
Sarah is spontaneous and brave. Lo is more reserved.
And reserved is not a bad thing. Because I would say, yeah, we both, for like our stages in life, are, you're more spontaneous than me. But I think like we're both spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say, like, we're always down to have a good time or go do something or, you know.
I think that's in one of my top things in my body is being like, yeah, ready to just go.
She's very spontaneous. Like, I am more reserved than you are, which is funny. But the smart big sister, it's true.
Do I feel like you're smart big sister?
Yeah. Well, I do. I feel like we both, but I think it kind of goes both ways. Yeah. Not saying like, I'm so smart too, but I think that sounded stupid. But there's been times where we're both giving each other like advice.
Yeah. I've never felt like your big sister is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. And I've never felt like the younger equal sisters,
like twins. Yeah.
We're twins. I just think
we're twins.
It's interesting though, because
we're Siamese.
We both have had those moments where we do feel like the bigger sister because we're like comforting or we are giving advice, mm-hmm. but it goes both ways.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. That's where the friendship mm-hmm. of us comes in, because it's like we have a friendship, we also have a sisterhood.
Yes.
And so it's like we get the combo. We get a little zest of both.
Zest of both. And it's different times depending on like what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a nice one. You apologize again.
I'm really freaking sorry. Okay. I saw spontaneous and brave and reserved, and it was kidding me.
I think that is a trigger for Lauren. If someone says she's not funny and she's not spontaneous,
I'm like, wait, who do you think those I am? Words, because what do you want me to do? I'll do it right now.
Those words.
I'll prove it.
They're fight words to her.
They're fighting words. It makes my fight or flight.
That is so funny. You're always flight. You're never fight.
No, I'm statue.
You're statue.
My fight or flight turned on and I turned stone. Into this. Stone. Oh, straight man. Up.
Okay.
This says, Lo is going to breastfeed both babies or pump for Sarah's.
I would cry happy tears.
I'm going to literally try to get enough breast milk that I can also help.
My babies
help
have feed never babies. Had breast milk and it breaks my heart. So
you're for sure going to get my breast milk.
Not if for your baby. Different places.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I might need to figure out a shipping system. Factor meals for my
come
baby.
Come through.
Oh gosh.
That would be the only.
I would cry tears of joy. It would actually mean a lot if there was some extra milk.
My boobs thought I had twins with Ozzy, and I think I can do it again. This is always the one.
Lo and Derek get along better than Sarah and Tanner.
I feel like this always comes up. I think this is the thing.
This is true Derek to an. This is true to an
this
extent.
This is true to an extent because Derek and I do not confront. We there's are very the ones that are trying to
like
not
if
have
there's conflict then we they slink away
exit
into-
or we try and smooth. Like for me, actually, I don't really exit. I just try and immediately smooth. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a smoother.
Derek's an exiter.
And Derek's an exiter. So we never have had like a rift or tiff, except for when he told me to shut up.
That was weird.
Then I was mad at him. That was years ago.
Years ago.
But yeah, so
what would you like even call that? Like, it's like
we're just not, and Derek and Sarah and Tanner are both confronters? What the heck does that mean?
I think if something, they're both something confrontational. Is off, if something is like, I don't like the word confrontational. Okay,
they're both willing to like call out each other on something. If yeah, it's like,
if there's something that's fully like, I don't agree with.
Yeah.
I think I have a hard time just sitting and not saying like, but it's never like a bad, it never ends up being a bad thing.
No, it's always worked out and like talked through. And it's not like a fight. It's like they just,
it's not a fight. We're just talk through these things.
And usually like, I'm just drumming.
Yeah. Derek's exiting and Bo is drumming and we're just like talking it out. Yeah. But I think any little bit of
like disagreement,
even if it's like, we're not, obviously we're not like fighting. We're not yelling at each other or getting mad at each other. But I think it just makes it like weird, not weird, but Derek's just like, okay, here we go. Like, I don't know.
Here we go.
But like Tanner and I also have a really good relationship on the flip side. Yeah. It's not like when I see Tanner, I'm like, we're going to beef and that's it. Yeah. Like we can also have like a, we can all hang and it's good.
Yeah.
You know, some of my fondest memories are just hanging. Sorry, Derry. But like, cause a lot of times I'll be here for podcasts or after. And some of my fondest memories are just hanging with Lo and Tanner.
Yeah.
Combined. Tanner's part of that. And it's just, yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah, and so. It's not every time. It's just like,
no.
And I think it's funny.
And it's funny because it happens a lot on the podcast when it's like, we're
talking about beefed, these different things.
Yeah, we haven't beefed in like months or like it's been 6 months before we had like a little chat about something or that was bothering us. And then for some reason on the podcast, we start, there's like a beef.
You're like,
and
hey, like, da-da-da-da. Yeah. But it's never, yeah. Anyway, it's just funny because we also talk about it on here. And
but
so,
I guess like overall, you would say, yeah, like you guys get along better. I don't know.
I wouldn't say we get along better though either.
Know.
Like, yeah. I would just say that we just never have disagreements, me and Derek. But that's just because we don't disagree.
Derek's kind of a hard person to like disagree with a lot because he's just so neutral about a lot of things.
Yeah,
that it's like, I mean, there's some things
he yes if passionate. We say get a minivan, then
he's so passionate about some weird things
he'll go but, down
but he'll yeah go down for the swinging. Most part it's like he's not gonna argue with one of my friends. Like, I don't know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can feel like a big investment, but the state of your mind is just as important as your physical health. BetterHelp makes it so easy to talk to an online therapist. I used BetterHelp back in 2020 and it was really helpful. I learned some positive coping skills and how to communicate effectively. But let's talk the numbers. So traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. So basically you answer a couple of questions online. They will match you with a licensed therapist. And at any time, if you don't like the therapist or you want to switch, you can switch them anytime. Free of cost. It's so convenient. You don't have to leave your house and you can just join a session with the click of a button. Your mental health and well-being is worth it. So visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd.
You guys have a sleepover at least once a week. I feel like this is true.
It's kind of true.
I mean, not necessarily that much, but like we're just over at each other's houses so much that sometimes we're just like, let's just have put the kids down and then we can watch a movie together.
If we didn't have kids, we would
probably just go home at night.
No, I'm saying we would just sleep over every night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's, I don't know.
Yeah, that's very true.
we would just go home every night.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the only reason that we typically are like, well, let's just stay over
is because
we have the kids and we can't, like, if we put them down, then that means that we have to like go home. We have to be
done at like 7:30.
Yes, we have to be done at like 8 or whatever. Yeah. And so like if it was just because when we didn't have kids, we didn't really have sleepovers.
We would just
we'd hang out till 2 in the morning and then go home.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
So I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. This next one says, neither of you like to cook.
I actually do like to cook. I just literally am bad at starting stuff.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy if I have a 3-hour chunk and I have a recipe and I have the ingredients, I actually very much enjoy cooking.
Me too. I actually do like it.
Do we cook a lot? No.
Yeah.
No. Like I definitely opt
for the easier meal making stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times my cooking is meatballs, spaghetti. We're making grilled cheese with green beans, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Every maybe like once a week I'll get more adventurous and we'll do like salmon with or
yeah,
white chicken chili. I love making white chicken chili.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I just need to, I think it all comes down to routine for me, and I like get out of routine.
It
and
does it's take like hard so long. To get back and in. And if you're cooking these meals, it really does take
three times. You have times, to plan for it.
And it's three times as long for cleanup if you're making like all the
stuff.
Things, you know.
Gotta find them easy recipes.
Yeah.
That Ozzy and Stella are way better behaved than Jack and Sunny.
Thanks, guys.
No. No, I think all kids have their things. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think they're more, sometimes more calm.
Yeah.
Like they are naturally, since they've been born.
Yeah.
Her girls are more calm than mine. Mine are balls of energy.
They're just ready to go.
But they're very sweet.
Yeah.
Jack is the sweetest kid ever in the world. And Sunny is sweet. She can be spicy, but they aren't like doing bad. Like they're not.
None of them are bad kids.
None of them are bad kids at all. Or like showing signs of like bad behavior that I'm like would be worried about in the slightest.
Yes.
But my kids are very much more energetic than your kids, I would say. Like the second they wake up, they're like running around. Yeah. And
mine are very
typical. I guess it depends on what you think is better behaved. But my kids are happy and fun and energy balls.
Yeah. So no bad behavior.
Yeah. I mean, our babysitters really like them every time. So hopefully that means it's good.
This one says you don't talk about your religion because you don't want the criticism.
It's kind of true. I mean,
kind of true.
And it's kind of just a private thing that we've just taken off the table, I think.
Yeah.
For both of just.
And I think like for me personally, I'm like on, you know, like we're all on our own journeys, and it's like I don't need outside people telling me what to do about that and like adding to what I'm already trying to figure out, you know what I mean? Like,
of course
it's and like something that's so personal and between you and God, and you know that's it. And so when you have outside people opinions on that, it's like that I don't want that.
I think 100% that's true. And also just when we started this whole social media thing, I think in my head I made certain topics just kind of
like a line.
A line of it's just not necessary. This isn't what my page is for. And I think like politics is one of those, and religion and trying to think of other ones. I know there's other things like maybe my sex life or something, but things that I just know that I'm probably not gonna share on social platforms, because why? It's like, why? I think some accounts are like really great for that, and that's like what they're designed to
be. And if people want to talk about it, I don't mind that at all.
I don't mind that at all. And I think some accounts are really great. I follow some accounts that are like that, and it's just not what we
want to talk about,
because there's a lot of people get very heightened about those topics, and I think it's just the more minimal we can keep the criticism is better.
I feel like it's also just like I don't feel qualified to talk about either of those things.
Seriously.
Straight up, I don't.
You know what you think, but
it's like I know what I think kind of, but like I don't feel qualified to like share, and like I don't know. Like it's just like one of those things that I'm like,
Better not. This one says, Lo casually knows what the baby's gender is and hasn't told anyone yet. I love you guys so much.
A face. Interesting as Jim Sheen. Who are you and who do you know?
Oh my gosh.
Oh
shiz. This one got real. I skip that.
I don't know. You're like, I don't want to talk about my sex life.
I know. And then I didn't say this. You can read it. But
really? Oh.
We'll just say, okay. Nar.
This one says,
I can't. Cake. Actually, I can't. This one is very graphic.
Sorry, so we're it's just funny, but I also just like don't even want to go.
Yeah, there. It's about my sex life after I just said I don't want to talk about that. And mine. Then, and yours. It involves alcohol, and we're both pregnant.
That's really good. Okay. This one says Sarah's going to fart while she gives birth again. I sure hope so. Holy that was my shit. Highlight. That was the highlight. Did you see Maddie, our friend Maddie Castellano, just gave birth to a cutie little boy, and she posted her birth vlog today. And at the very end, she has a clip of her like having a huge fart.
In She's her
like,
birth?
Oh yeah, that was me. I cannot stop it right now. Like,
wait, it was while she was in the hospital?
Yeah, like right after she gave birth, but still had the epidural, and so she couldn't feel. And she's like, I have no control.
Yeah, no control, can't feel. It just, the funniest thing was just me hearing it, because it was so long.
Yeah.
And just my change of face, because I didn't realize that was me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a good chance, I would say.
Yeah.
That's a good assumption.
I hope so. And I hope I'm there to hear it. I hope so. It's just like moments like those.
I'm okay with the fart. I just don't want to poop.
Don't jinx it. I know that
happens all the time.
Don't jinx it. Okay, I think that's all the assumptions, guys.
You guys, these were pretty, these are very mild.
Yeah, I was actually, thank you probably to our editors who...
Maybe they went through.
sifted out the really bad ones. So.
And I think this was asked on the podcast Instagram. I think the ones that are asked on our normal, like you guys are the sweet ones that listen to our podcast. So thank you for all those.
We appreciate that.
It would have been more scary to do it on our normal Instagrams, our personal ones, but...
Thank you guys so much for listening and being here. And there is a break coming up from hearing from us on the podcast. But while you're waiting, just know that we're going to be posting on our personal Instagrams, our personal YouTubes. So if you are feeling like you need updates, then probably head over there for now.
And we'll be together.
We'll be so together. We'll be in Hawaii. It'll be really fun. And we're going to get back to this as soon as possible. So stay tuned.
Oh, I can't believe it's gonna be a month.
I know, it's crazy.
This is kind of sad.
It's sad. We'll miss you guys.
Yeah, but we're gonna come back, honestly, hopefully
better.
We're planning full force. We're gonna get new photos. Yes. We're gonna make it fun.
You've heard it here
we're gonna
already.
Yeah, we're gonna get gonna some pregnant photos.
Yes.
It'll be awesome.
Yes.
In our colors.
Yes.
We just need to update our cover photo, and Lo has different hair now, fully different hair. So here we go.
So we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th. And this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.